my ancestor was in that area when they saw that lava coming out of the tube coming down. And so the song says, Ankahad, which is the color red, Ankahad, Suditnam, it's coming real slow down the hill. Dumpiquisi, Dumpiquisi, that's, we don't have a word for lava. So Dumpiquisi is the rock that has the fire in it. So, and that's all that song says, the red rock with fire in it is moving real slow down the hill.
Everywhere you go, there's this, you could hear in the wind songs and the gourd and the drum and the birds that sound like it's a group of men singing. And so those canyons all have that, it's like the echoes of the past where they're just, their voices are still being heard. And so we go there just to feel that.
We even have songs about the volcanoes that erupted over here in Hurricane and down along the Arizona Strip. You know, we have songs that sing about those volcanoes.
Which erupted when?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, that kind of dates us back to quite a while ago.
So there's definitely some expressive and charismatic earthquakes in there. I was surprised that, you know, earthquakes, like a close-by earthquake, you hear almost like a double blast. And that's the P and S wave arrivals. So you hear this poof, poof. As part of the University of Utah Seismograph Station's mission to record earthquakes across the Colorado Plateau, you know, they have a network of seismometers deployed all throughout Utah. And what's wonderful now is that all that data streams to servers and can be accessed by anyone at any time. So it's quite easy for me actually to go and download a selected portion of that data and then process it.
Here in Rockville, we say that we're between a rock and a wet place because we have the threat of rockfall becoming more increasingly deadly, and the river, which has flooded throughout time, of course.
rocks have a heart. They have a life, and so we have to acknowledge everything. I don't care if you see a pretty rock and you have to talk to the rock and say, well, you're so pretty, can I take you home with me? And if the rock doesn't like you, it'll jump out of your pocket.
Now, all these sensors do not all come in the same style. So some sensors are strong motion. You know, that's in a city. If you want to detect an earthquake, or if you want to detect high energy motion, you have the strong motion. These are good for one thing, but they're bad for recording quiet ambient data. The really good, quote, broadband seismometers are great for recording ambient data, but bad for recording strong earthquakes.
When the rock falls started in Rockville, it was kind of shocking to everyone, and it slowed down building. You know, people wanted to build up in these little nooks and crannies, and all of a sudden it was like, not a good idea. We've always worried about building in the floodplain, but the cliff seemed like a safer place, and now, I could hear rocks coming down, little ones. And it always makes me nervous. You know, I used to really like that sound, but I don't anymore, not since the fatalities and problems we've had.
Stations, EMPU, which is just adjacent to Zion Park, they actually have both. They have a strong motion and a broadband. So it's the broadband that I knew. So when I saw that they had this really high quality seismometer, actually, I knew that I was going to be able to have good data to explore sonically. Our processing looks at the spectrum of these to try to detect changes over time in the frequencies. But when we hear them, when we speed up the data, you know, we simply translate those. You know, they are naturally infrasonic. You know, they are vibration for one. And so, you know, we need to speed them up 10 times or 50 times or 100 times in order to experience them as sound. It's this really cool translation where we take these natural frequencies of a feature and translate them into a kind of voice or a hum that's really unique to every landform. A day of data, and the first day of February, and downloaded them. We're often looking in a range of like 1 to 20 hertz. That's where a lot of our natural frequencies of arches lie, in this range.
Way back before the encroachment of modern day people, you know, came, you know, time was nothing. It was more of the length of days. You know, how many days does it take to get to where I need to gather this pine nuts? You know, okay, it takes 2 days. If I go this way, it takes 3 days. You know, as I'm going to gather those pine nuts, do I need to hurry up and get there? No, I get there when I get there. If it's 4 days from now, or if it's 5 days from now, because you don't realize as you're going to somewhere, there's other little things along the way that you have to do in order to get to that place.
I guess, you know, geologists are used to thinking in longer time periods, you know, and we think about these as erosional features and standing the test of time, you know, eroding and really in this kind of battle with, you know, their environmental forces. But then to have this different way to experience them just brings them to life, rather than just being this kind of static rock landform evolving over 10,000 years.
They were dating the Southern Paiutes in St. George area, that the Chivas Plateau area, to not very long ago. And they went and found a volcanic stone that had melted over a pottery that still had the red ochre in it. So they had to go and to add more years to us because of that volcanic rock.
I have to say, this is where I get into words that I'm not very familiar with, as a core scientist. I feel like their value is more emotional than scientific or technical, let's say. I guess it provides an experience of the landform that, I don't know, in a way it helps you draw closer to it. It helps you kind of build a new connection with it.
You know, if you're a part of something, you want to feel that, and how you feel it is when you went hiking, you know, the other day, you know, all this new land, but there was some sort of a connection that you was making as you were hiking and looking and seeing and feeling and smelling, you know, all these different things that people take for granted nowadays, you know, that connectedness to our Mother Earth. You know, we as human beings, I think we all need that. You know, if we don't, you know, my Paiute people say you get sick, you know, your mind gets off a little bit, it gets mixed up. And so your priorities and what you do in life stray from what you're supposed to be doing. And so then you turn to, you know, other things, drugs, alcohol, or, you know, something that will make you feel something. When you just go take a walk in the woods, you can feel that exact same thing. Yeah. You know, simple.